Hey, joining us in the studio is...
It's good weather for a walk.
Yes, it is. Leslie Timmons with a Voice of Hope. Formerly, not only Slaughter, this is at the Lubbock Rape Crisis Center?
That's it.
Or Rape Crisis Center of Lubbock?
Lubbock Rape Crisis Center.
Okay, yeah.
Got it. So now, a new name.
Yeah,
yes. Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope. Mm-hmm. And interesting, you guys have this event coming up, and you know, you hear guys talking about it.
And gals.
Mm-hmm. But the gals are talking about the guys complaining and have bleeding feet and everything.
Oh, what was me?
Anyway, it's called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Tell us about the event.
Okay. The event is April 5th at the Lubbock County Courthouse. Registration begins at 7:30 and opening ceremonies, I mean, not 7:30, at 9:30, and opening ceremonies start at 10:30. Mm-hmm. It's an international march, and we were the first ones to bring it to Texas. So we're proud of that distinction. And really, it's just we want to get men out to raise awareness against sexual assault. And really, it's kind of a social norm change where we have men preventing rape instead of perpetrating rape. And it's a fun day. It's such a serious subject that we want to have fun. And so it's a lighthearted way to bring attention to a very serious subject. Mm-hmm. And so walk a mile in her shoes. You never understand what a person goes through till you walk a mile in their shoes. And that's kind of the idea behind it. And, we provide the shoes. We have your size. We have all the way up to size 17 men's and. Yeah, whoa.
They make shoes that big.
They
okay,
do.
Two of my feet would put in that one shoe.
Whoa. Right. Okay, so what you're telling me is there's a woman somehow that wears a size 17 heel?
Hey, or a man.
I think it's more the men, yeah.
Or a man. Honey, get with it.
Okay, people are...
We're in the 21st century
That's
now,
right, so. We're in the 21st century.
Okay, I guess I'm just being naive, but so, okay, so where do you buy these things at? Crossdressers R Us?
Well, actually, it's a company that makes a shoe specifically for the march. The shoes are wider and the heels reinforced, so they can take a lot of
steel,
wear
no
and
doubt.
Tear. Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
Exactly.
They can withstand.
Yeah. So men walk four times around the courthouse. That's a mile in four inch stiletto heels. Yeah.
Oh, we let them take their Band-Aids and their walking canes or...
Yeah. Right, girlfriends, wives, yeah.
In case they got an owie on their foot.
We actually have, we'll have some nursing
little
students.
There.
We do, and
there
we have nursing students from Texas Tech wrapping feet for us, wrapping ankles and stuff. So we're prepared. We have EMS standing by, although we've never had an injury, but they're there and just in case.
That was my next question. Do you ever have anybody fall off and injure themselves, but
no, but it's a sight to be old. Let me tell you, I love it.
But you know, this is a 7th annual, so if it was ever going to happen, it would happen in 7th or 13th year.
Yeah,
okay.
So, you know, we have great expectations.
You know, well, if you're out there, we'll keep an eye on you and see.
You have to sign a waiver, though.
You planning, though, on walking, Tom?
We're
going to put a pair of these shoes on you today, right?
We shall see.
Yes.
Yeah, well, a little bit later on, after we get off the air, she's brought some shoes.
I'll be taking
pictures. We think in my size.
Yes.
Now, I did want to share, we were actually talking about this. I was wondering if I was, you know, going to be required to wear a skirt or anything. You said, no, jeans will be fine. But we were talking about this. Stephen Book is a friend of mine, and he sent me a text that said, no skirt for the shoes, but you do need to wear hose.
Yes, absolutely.
So he is being aware of the sanitary aspect of, you know, trying
on
somebody else's
shoes. Better.
Yeah. I mean, you need to wear something. A lot of guys just wear like tube socks, like thick tube socks or, you know, but something, yeah, definitely. And we sanitize them and everything. We spray them down and clean them.
Well, that's comforting.
Up, so. Yeah.
Your foot's not going to get sick.
No.
All right. Now, obviously, this is a fundraiser for Voice of Hope. How are you guys going to use the money?
We are going to use the money for personal care packages. When we meet victims at the hospital, we take them a personal care package with some toiletry items and things like some nice toiletry items so they can pamper themselves a little bit. We'll also buy supplies for our art therapy, counseling sessions. And
that sounds great.
Yeah. And then we'll buy curriculum. If we need curriculum to train on sex trafficking or sexual assault prevention, and then we also bring people in, to train for sex trafficking. So we'll use it for those kinds of expenses.
You mentioned when you meet them at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where in the process, if I'm a rape victim, mm-hmm. where that actual contact with you happens. Is it after someone files a report and they talk to the police, or where in there?
No, we're actually one of the first persons that a victim sees when they go to the hospital. They can go to Covenant Adult, Covenant Women's and Children's, or UMC, mm-hmm. and we're the first ones that are called. We're the first responders, and we show up along with law enforcement and the sexual assault nurse examiner. So we're there throughout the entire exam and to hold their hand and okay. just make sure they're okay. So.
And then another question that's really I'm dying to ask, and I'm wondering what Tom's going to say. Rape doesn't happen just to women. Do you have any numbers for men in
mm-hmm.
our area?
Yeah, we keep track of that. Usually around 95% of our victims are female, and about anywhere from 5 to on down percent are male. Mm-hmm. Usually the male victims, it's more violent crime, so they'll have some more injuries than females.
Hey, I was just curious. You say that you're first responders and you're there with the initial interviews and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something, who actually summons you to and notifies you? Is it with the patient's permission or?
Right.
What's the protocol?
There? It's the protocol at all of the emergency rooms to call us in law enforcement. if the victim doesn't want our services, it's certainly up to them. They're in control of what they want. We go ahead and we still will go out and give them the personal care package.
So you show up and they either accept or decline.
Right.
Okay.
I can't even remember the last time we had somebody decline our services.
Yeah. I was just kind of curious because, I was having a conversation about this last time that you came on, and I meant to ask you this before, and I've been curious. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, because of privacy laws and stuff like that, because, you know, it's just, I would assume that a lot of the people that you work with, I mean, on your side of it, have experienced this themselves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and we have a really strong confidentiality clause. They sign a release for us to release any information, even to law enforcement. If they don't want law enforcement involved, they don't have to have law enforcement involved. They can still get an exam without having law enforcement.
So they should be connected to you and not have to talk
exactly.
to you if they want to.
You guys are just there and to hold their hand and
to help
them out.
Yeah. Just to help.
That's great. And, I forgot. I had a great question and I forgot what it was. Doggone it.
It's okay.
I remember. It reminds me of certain health issues. There's no demographic that it's only these people or it's only these people. Rape happens to women of high standings and women of maybe not so high standings.
No.
Men and older people, younger people. I mean, it happens.
It's across the board, unfortunately.
It's
a crime that happens. What most people don't realize it is usually around 40 to 50% of the people that we see are kids.
Under
17.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just.
I got a cure for that.
Hurt. Yeah.
Castrate them.
Yeah. Stomach hurts.
Yeah.
And we think that the perpetrators in those cases are usually older?
Usually they're caretakers, and older. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was that one of those situations where more often than not it's somebody you know?
About 85% of the time it's somebody that they know
of
all ages. Yeah.
Wow.
It's.
You're talking acquaintance or.
Anyway, coworker, classmate, caregiver, ex-boyfriend, ex-friend, anybody. That's a big myth that it's a stranger. We don't really teach stranger danger anymore because now we know it's usually somebody that they know.
Wow. All right. You have a poster and a flyer that you brought us, and it's kind of interesting.
So cool.
You have a new poster, and it's modeled after the Abbey Road album. Now, this is interesting because the artist that drew this.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the students a junior at Talkington School for
Young Women Leaders.
Young Women Leaders, mm-hmm.
yeah.
So tell us about this. This is neat.
You know, they have an awesome program over there, and Brian Ellison is a graphic arts design teacher, and anytime we want something, we ask him if he's interested in making it a project, and he's always available and ready to help us. In fact, our new logo they designed as well.
Oh, yeah?
And they just have an awesome program over there, and they're always willing to help. And we go and we treat them just like we're a client, and we tell them exactly what we need, and they come back with several designs, and then we choose.
Awesome.
It's really
hey,
cool.
Leslie, thanks for being with us. Leslie Timmons, Voice of Hope. The Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event coming up April the 5th, if you like some information, you can call their office, I guess, at 763-3232 or go to voiceofhopelubbock.org. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.